Agutin Erev Shabbos, Haftorah, Parshas Kisavoy. The shiur today is based on Zuman HaMagid in the Sefer Kochim Yaakov and in the Sefer Kol Negidim. V'amech Kulam Tzadikim. In the future, Klai Yisrael will be a nation, all Tzadikim. L'Oilam Yirshu Aretz. They will inhabit and inherit Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, forever. Netzer Matai, they are a branch which I planted, they are a sapling which I planted, Masa Yadai, they are my handiworks, says Hashem, they inspire, and I will be proud of them. Hakatoin Yiela Elef, he, says the Navi, who is very small, small little amount, he's Katon, Yiela Elef, will become a thousandfold more. Matair, he seems young, he seems little, Legayat Sum to a mighty nation. And the Hashem, v'ita, in the right time, achishena, I will bring Mashiach quickly. So I'd like to share with you again, like you said, Zuman HaMagid Mahalach on this pasuk. There is a chiyuv on everybody, says the Zuman HaMagid, as much as possible, to try to be an Adam HaShalim, to try to be as perfect as you can be, as perfect as you possibly can be. All the milas, all the midas, which are found all around the world. Take the milas, learn from everybody, from different nations, their attributes, their positive things. Learn this mida from that nation. Learn this mida from the ants, from the bugs. Learn this from the cats. Learn this from the mountains. Different behaviors which you find throughout the world. We're mechuyev to try to implement it into our personal lives to become better human beings. I'll add, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Nase Adam, because the Baruch Hu said, Nase Adam, let us create man in the plural. Let us, meaning the whole Bria, everything that's in the world, let's put it into a person. A person has the potential of all the milas of all of the Bria. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, a very famous Mishnah that says, Lama Nivra HaAdam Yechidi. Why was man originally created alone? Just as one unit. Kidei Sheyoymar, in order he should be able to say, Kol ha'olam b'shvili nivra olam. You should be able to say, Kol kedisha yemer kol echad. Everyone should be able to say, b'shvili nivra olam. The world is created for me. And the pshat is, everybody has to try to imagine this. He would be the only one. He would be the only one with all the malice. You say, oh, I'm relying on that person. Listen, I'm very stark in Torah, Baruch Hashem. But the other fellow is better in tefillah. But if you'd be the only one, you would have a responsibility to be perfect. In Torah, Tefillin, Mas Chasadim, in every Midah, in MS, the right balance of every type of everything. So everybody has to feel that he has an obligation to be a Tamim, to be complete in Masim, a Shalim in Midas, and the world should potentially be able to survive just because of him. And again, we're going to see soon in Mirtz Hashem at the end of this year, this is what the Asad Lavi we're going to achieve. But right now we're attempting as much as possible, meaning to say, we have a certain mile of Baruch Hashem, we're very good daveners. Let's not be satisfied with that. We have to go along and try now to become also the best at everything else. Have a bucket list with a full list of wonderful goals and avodas Hashem and try to have and to conquer as many of them as we can. The pasuk says in Keheles, Ki zeh kol ha'adam, at the end of Keheles, Saif davar l'kim yirev v'zvesh shamar, Ki zeh kol ha'adam. What does it mean, Kizek Kala Adam? You have to get all these things into one person. That's what the goal was. That's why Hashem created Adam alone, because he had it all inside himself. He brings, Medrash says in Keheles, Ve'ezem Matsasi Yamra Keheles. Keheles says, look what I found. Keheles says, Shleima, look what I found. Achas la'achas tamsay cheshmen. You add things up, then you get the big cheshmen. Asher oy biksha nafshi, I searched more. V'loy Matsasi Adam Echon. Lomitzasi, I didn't find. Adam echon mi alafatzasi, I found one out of a thousand. The isha, the chol el lomitzasi, even one out of a thousand, I couldn't find a woman. The Medrash says, who is the one out of a thousand that he found, and who's the one out of a thousand by the woman that he couldn't find? So the Medrash, Adam echon mi alafatzasi, says the Medrash Rabbah, ze Avraham. The isha, the chol el lomitzasi, ze Sarah. This is a very, very shvera Medrash. Because how in the world can we even think for a moment that the Medrash would say a bad word about Sarah? That she's not considered one out of 1,000? We know that Avraham Avinu was less than her in Nevuah. Sarah tzadekes amitis. Kulam shavim l'tayva. How can we say that Isha b'chala eil loy matzasi zusara? So listen to how, what the real pshat in this Medrash is, and it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Like we said already, a person has a job, a yid has a job to try along, be as perfect as he can with all the midas. Because I'll say, ain't koyrin the avos ela l'shloisha. The avos, only three are entitled to that name. Only Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You're not allowed to call the shvatim one of the avos. You're not allowed to call Reuben, Shimon, Levi, etc. You're not allowed to call them avos. Only three. Why after these three? These three, says Abu ben Amagid, each one was a perfect world in himself. He had everything inside of himself. He had everything. He was perfect. By Avraham Avinu, we find, it says in Navi, Echad Haya Avram. What does it mean, Echad Haya Avram? It means he was the Echad. The whole world could have just been him. He was like Adam. He had everything perfect inside himself. However, Yitzchak had the same thing. He was perfect. Oyla Tamina, he was absolutely perfect. A Tamin. Yaakov was also 100% with no constraintness. Listen to this. The very famous Medrash, part of it became famous because of the song, Medrash says, in Parshas Vayishlach, on the Pasuk Vayibaser Yaakov Levadon, says the Medrash, Rav Simon Omar, Rav Simon says, Ein Ka'el Yeshurun. The end of the Torah, it says, there's nobody, Yeshurun, Klai Yisrael, there's nobody like Hashem. Ein Ka'el Yeshurun. Yeshurun, Klai Yisrael, there's nobody like Hashem. But the Medrash says, Ein Kekel Yeshurun. There's nobody similar to Kel except for Yeshurun. Yeshurun meaning Yeshurun is similar to Kel. And Medrash says, what do we mean? So Rav Simon explains that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'niskav Hashem levadei b'yoyim ahu, at Yaakov, also by Yaakov, by Yivaser Yaakov levadei. And Yaakov is Yeshurun. Means just like Kel is levadei, so too Yeshurun has this need of levadei. What does this mean to say? Very, very sparing Medrash. What does this mean to say? According to what we're saying, it's gevaldik. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Vadei Ba'olam, Yaakov attained the Madrega that he could have been the only one in the world. He was so perfect. There was nothing missing. You didn't need anybody else when you had Yaakov Avinu. But after Yaakov passed on, there was nobody anymore who had it all in him. Nobody. Ein koirin la'avois elal l'shleisha. Instead, we have all 12 Shvatim who collectively are equal to one of the others. They all took on different milas, different midas, and together they represent the Shlemos of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov mitasi Shlemos through the Shvatim, we continue. The Pasuk says, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar. And together that became one. I'm reminded, there's a Ran in Kedushin that brings to the Chubas HaGa'ayim, that when Rav was Nifter, as Talmidim gathered together, and they said, our Rebbe Rav, no one could go in his ways. No one can follow, he's a hard act to follow. And the Talmidim split up Rav's 10 main milas, and each one took upon himself to keep one of those things. Together, these Talmidim kept Rav alive. So, the Shvatim together, they have the role of the others. But then, in Mitzrayim, by the time we went down to Mitzrayim, it wasn't 12 anymore. Already potentially was becoming Shivim. 70 together were equal to the others. Originally the Shvatim was still alive, but it became to a point of 70. You needed all 70 to be able to have the others. And then the Pasuk says, "V'chasher yanu oisai kein yir v'chein yifreitz." The Israel kept multiplying, the more they were suffering. Meaning to say, the lower Madrega they went, they needed to have more and more Yidin to be able to equal one of the others. Till there would do is 600,000 to be able to get to one of the others. To be able to equal one of them. That's why he says, the Medrash says, Elikim Moishav Yechidim Baisa. Because this Baruch Hu settles the Yechidim into a home. The Medrash says, David HaMelech was Yochad Hashem made a home out of him. Aaron was Yochad Hashem made a home out of Aaron. Why a home? What's the lesson of a home? That is, one, he had a home, many came out of him. Those many, always represent him. Together, the Kehanim have the Ma'ila of Aaron. Together, Malchus Yehuda, all the people that came out of Yehuda, and David, all those that came out of David, end up having the Ma'ila of David. This, as Dubin Amagui Ki Masber, a very, very big kasha, beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Maisha Rebbe says to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Aleikeichem Hir Bo Eschem, V'hinechem Hayoim Ke Koichvei Hashemayim L'Roiv. Hashem has made you manifold, and you are like the stars in Shemayim. Hashem Aleikav Yisechem, Yosef Aleichem, she should add to you, Kochem Elef Ba'amim, should add like you are 1,000 times more. Yivarech Esav Kasher Diva L'Chem, he should bless you. Now, why does he have to add at the end, he should bless? He just gave a great bracha. So Rashi brings from Chazal that there was a time that they said, Maish Rabbeinu, Hashem told us we can be like the stars. Why are you only saying 1,000 times? So he said, okay, fine, fine, whatever Hashem said should come true. So what was the point of Maish's bracha then? The answer is they misunderstood Maish's bracha. Maish was not speaking about the quantity. He was speaking about the quality of the yid. You should be able to come and meet Hashem. He's giving them a bracha that you should, each one of you should be like 1,000 yidin. Meaning, usually you need 1,000. You didn't have one yid, that's shalem. But if you have each one of you like 1,000, then you're each going to be the perfect yid. Hashem alekechem, okay, avisechem, yoisef alechem, kochem, elef ba'avim. Each one of you should be worth 1,000. Each one of you should be a perfect yid. They thought, hey, you're limiting our numbers. He said, no, the numbers like Hashem already told you earlier. I'm not taking away from that. Now we can answer that medrash which we asked at the beginning, which seemed to be saying something bad about Sarah. Chas v'shalom. The answer is, beautiful, beautiful, wow, what a nice shot. Listen to this. Adam echon me elef matzasi. I found one out of 1,000. Zeav rom. You know what that means? It says Adam echon me olef matzasi. Why doesn't it say Adam echon be elef matzasi? Me olef. Means out of 1,000, yidin, you can find one of rom. Adam echon me olef matzasi. From out of 1,000, me olef, I get the Adam Echad. Who's the Adam Echad? The Adam Echad is Avram, like he's called a couple times a Nabi. But the Pasuk here says, V'isha b'chol e'olay mitzasi. Out of 1,000 women, you don't get up to Sarah where you made her. She was so great, even 1,000 won't do it. This is complimenting her. Now, let's go back, and we can finish off with our Pasuk in Avtaira. The Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Says the Navi, in the future, Lassid Lavoi, it's going to be a nation, every single person has only a tzaddik. Everyone's going to achieve that. We're working today, trying to grow, and we get something, al-taksik toivel atzbacha, we're not satisfied, say, oh, that's it, Baruch Hashem, I made my siyam, or I have my seder ayayim, or I conquered this midah. We keep working and growing, and Lassid Lavoi, we're going to get there. Va'amech kulam tzaddikim, la'oilam yishu aretz, neitzim atai, is the sapling which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I planted. Ma'aseh yad l'ispar, and I'll be proud of them in the future. HaKaton yeh le'elef. Seems like today everybody's a little person. But each person will become 1,000. V'atzoy le'goyim, so everyone will become strengthened. Ani Hashem yitach ishena. Hashem says, it will happen soon. Just work on it. Try to become better. Take that extra step, and maybe another little step. You know, you're not going to take too much, but you gotta take something. And Mikdashan the Vaisham will help us as we take these steps, we try to grow, we push ourselves, we exert ourselves, the man Shemai will be Zoicha to Tichlis Son of Kil Isa and Aksiva Vachasima Taiva, a good Kibenjiar with Gesund, a Parnosa, and Nachas and Nachas and Kulam Tzadikim, Lordan Yisho Aretz, Kal Yisro Yishim Cherek Elam Haba. Good Shabbos.